Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the StudyClicks Explains Hamlet series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin will bring you through everything you need to know about the characters of Polonius and Laertes. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We've linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. In this episode, Peter will discuss how these characters are perceived by Hamlet and explore how they act as foils to Hamlet throughout the play. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Polonius, seen through the eyes of Hamlet, is a foolish, prating knave, a wretched, rash, intruding fool, and one of those tedious old fools. It's worth remembering, however, that Hamlet is certainly not his biggest fan. For Polonius to have achieved the position he has within the Danish court means he could not be a total fool, and we also see a real division between his public face and his much darker private one. Polonius is officious and dedicated to protocol. Whether that be of the state or running his children's lives, he has no qualms about spying for the state or spying on his own children. He sets Reinaldo to spy on his son while he spies on Ophelia himself. Similarly, there does not seem to be anything off limits in terms of personal privacy. He spies on Hamlet and his mother in their discussion and even encourages Gertrude to provoke her son, relishing the expected outcome. In contrast to Hamlet, who can't seem to express the depths of his thinking publicly, saving up his speeches for his soliloquies, Polonius shows us how shallow he is through his pompous nature and long-winded remarks. This makes him the fool of the play, but he is a fool not totally without sense. What he lacks is conscience. He pries in other people's business without apology. He spies, eavesdrops, interferes in everything. He treats his own daughter as a prop in his plots and is less concerned with his son's actions than with any scandal that should come from them. His death is often used as a stick to beat Hamlet with, his total lack of regard for Polonius as his corpse lays unattended. But perhaps it's just reciprocal. Polonius cares little for others, and so he dies in the act of eavesdropping and lies on the stage, eavesdropping still after his death. Laertes is Polonius' son, Ophelia's brother, and a character who, a little like Hamlet, is forced by circumstances outside of his control into the actions that he takes. As is common in Shakespeare, Laertes is used as a foil in order to highlight certain aspects of Hamlet's own character. Laertes' father, like Hamlet's, is murdered. However, Laertes does not show indecision or uncertainty in his quest for revenge. He acts, rousing the people around the idea of rebellion against the king. He has no qualms about facing down Claudius, and it is only Claudius' clever handling of the situation that prevents him from facing a fight for the throne. When we meet him in Act 1, he is trying to go back to France to continue his studies. Our main impression of him early in the play is kindly and caring, if maybe a little foolish. He is prone, like his father, to talk too much. He offers advice to his sister that she is quick to call hypocritical, but it's clear that he does care for her. When we see Laertes again, however, in Act 4, we see that his overriding character trait is one of immorality. The ease with which Claudius manipulates Laertes to focus his vengeance on Hamlet points to the moral weakness in Laertes himself. Again, using him as a foil, we can see that although Hamlet prevaricates, hesitates, and is uncertain, he is morally stable throughout. Laertes agrees to things that are wrong, poisoning the tip of the sword for the duel with Hamlet, in his quest to avenge his father and sister. Another point of contrast is when Laertes says that he would cut Hamlet's throat in church if it needed, to which is a stark contrast with Hamlet's reluctance to kill Claudius while he is at prayer. If Hamlet's hesitation and drawn-out thought process around avenging his father is frustrating for the audience and ultimately detrimental to himself, Laertes' quick decision-making and blind vengeance results in equally disastrous outcome. There is some redemption for Laertes at the end. He understands belatedly that he was wrong, and in his final words, he points the finger of blame at Claudius.
That concludes our 6th episode. We hope that this analysis of Polonius and Laertes has given you a deeper understanding of the characters and equip you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you can use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope you stay tuned for more content like this.